nešto gdje čak rizikuje nešto za Krišnu.
That means endeavor.
To znači trud.
Then one becomes recognized by Krishna.
Onda Krishna primijeti osobu.
Srila Prabhupada's, this was Srila Prabhupada's mood.
To je bilo raspoloženje Srila Prabhupada.
And he wanted his disciples and followers to capture this mood.
I on je htio da njegovi sljedbenici, učenici prihvate to raspoloženje.
This principle is also the best principle so that Krishna steps actively in our lives because he comes to someone who is exclusively dependent on him.
Taj princip je također najbolji princip ako želimo da Krishna aktivno sudjeluje u našem životu, jer on takvoj osobi najrađe prilazi.
And the last point was really a new standard for success.
I posljednja poanta je bila novi standard za uspjeh.
A non-American standard.
Ne američki standard.
This success and failure you know, is that's typical American, which went all over the world.
Mjerilo uspjeha i neuspjeha je tipično američko i ono se raširilo po cijelom svijetu.
And has killed the culture.
I ubilo je kulturu.
People are only doing something for quantitative results.
Ljudi rade nešto samo da bi postigli kvantitativne rezultate.
Now I don't want to say the American nation is responsible for this.
Ne želim reći da je američka nacija samo odgovorna za to.
It's Maya in the, you know.
Maya je odgovorna za to.
Yeah. Dobro. Sorry. Winter is coming and we are getting tired, Prabhus. But now the marathon.
Zima dolazi, postajemo umorni, Prabhuji, ali sada stiže maraton.
Also our friends should take part in the marathon.
Naši prijatelji Krišne trebaju također učestvovati u maratonu.
And distribute under the Christmas tree here.
I dijeliti pod božićnim drvetom.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, do you have any questions regarding these or other subjects in Krishna consciousness?
Imate li ikakvih pitanja u vezi sa ovim ili drugim temama u svjesnosti Krišne?
Yes. Krishna.
Kako bi se bhakti trebao ponašati u slučaju da dođe u ekstremne situacije kada treba i tjelesno ugroženi?
How the devotee should behave when he come in extreme situation, when he distributes books, when he is physically attacked.
Immediately chant the Nishimha mantra.
Omah mantra ili pjevaj Nishimha mantru.
I remember once we were in Göttingen and were chanting Hare Krishna.
Sjećam se jednom smo u Göttingenu pjevali Hare Krishna.
And then a person came, you know, a very strong person in the karate, Bruce Lee, obviously. Bruce Lee, isn't it? Bruce Lee fashion, and wanted to hurt the devotees.
Jedan karatista, vrlo snažan čovjek, je prišao i htio povrijediti bhakte.
So it was too late to do anything, so I just started to chant, Namaste Narasingha. And then from another bar, you know, it was in an area where there were bars, a Turkish person came and just jumped on the attacker before he could do anything.
Bilo prekasno se bilo što učini, stoga sam ja počeo pjevati Namaste Narasingha. I onda to je bilo u jednom dijelu grada gdje je bilo puno barova i iz jednog bara je izašao jedan Turčin, iskočio na tu osobu i spriječio je da prije no što je bilo što učinila.
Except for the face, he looked like a small Nrsingadev.
Taj čovjek je izgledao kao mali Nrsingadev, osim što lice nije imao slično.
And afterwards, when the poor aggressor, you know, just lay on the floor, he went into the bar and brought, you know, 5 glasses of seltzer water. Yeah, drink something.
I nakon, nakon što je taj jadni agresor ležao na podu, onda je who brought this?
This Turkish.
Turčin je donio
Turčinen,
Turčin.
Turčin.
Donio je pet čaša kakve vode? Mineralne vode.
Mineralne vode, je.
I ponudio baktama.
Many times this happened.
Mnogo puta se to dogodilo.
Also when you are in a car accident.
Kad si u saobraćajnoj nesreći također.
Either chant Krishna or Nrsingadev.
Pjeva ili Krishna ili Nrsingadev.
Krishna is good when you leave the body and Nrsingadev is good for protection.
Krishna je pjevati dobro kada je napuštaš tijelo, a Nrsingadev za zaštitu.
That's the only thing you can do.
To je jedina stvar koju možeš učiniti.
When someone is aggressive, it's good not to be back aggressive.
Kad je neko agresivan, nije dobro uzvratiti mu.
Because then it just becomes violent.
Jer onda sve postane nasilno nasilje.
Hari. Hari, isn't it? Very good name.
He heard that when one goes to speak with any spiritual master, that spiritual master says what you want. Is it true?
What the person wants...
Yeah.
Well, I want to say it a little bit I want to make give a more general philosophical answer.
Želim dati jedan više općeniti filozofski odgovor.
And you will be able to draw from this answer something more specific.
I iz tog odgovora ćeš zaključiti nešto specifičnije.
When one is surrendered,
kada je neko predan,
then one will get guidance in more surrender.
Onda će dobiti vodstvo kako da se još više preda.
But when one is not so surrendered,
ali kada nije tako predan,
then one might not get such a guidance.
Onda možda neće dobiti takve upute.
That has to do with a very important spiritual principle.
To ima veze sa vrlo važnim duhovnim principom,
which we find in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita.
Koji nalazimo na stranicama Bhagavad Gite.
Yeyataman prapadyante tamstadhaiva bhajamyaham. In that degree where you surrender, I reveal myself accordingly.
U onoj mjeri u kojoj mi se predaš, srazmjerno tome ja ti se razotkrivam.
This is a what Krishna says.
To je ono što Krishna kaže.
But also the spiritual master will reveal himself accordingly or give accordingly answers.
Ali također i duhovni učitelj će se, će ti se u skladu s tim razotkriti ili u skladu s tim dati odgovore.
Only sometimes he will smash someone who is not so surrendered.
Samo katkad, povremeno će on izgrditi nekoga koji nije tako predan.
I personally was in that fortunate situation.
Ja sam osobno bio u toj sretnoj situaciji.
See, when I let me describe it like this. When I heard about Krishna consciousness, it was a very difficult time for me.
Kada sam čuo za svjesnost Krishne, tada sam bio, bila su vrlo teška vremena za mene.
Because I knew if Krishna consciousness is true, I have to give up my material life.
Jer sam znao, ako je svjesnost Krishne istina, onda moram ostaviti svoj materijalni život.
And at that moment I didn't want to do that because I didn't have enough faith.
I u tom trenutku nisam htio to učiniti jer nisam imao dovoljno vjere.
So to find out if Krishna consciousness was true or not, I went to learn to see Srila Prabhupada, you know, because I wanted to see the pure devotee.
I da bih, da bih saznao je li svjesnost Krišne istinita ili nije, otišao sam u London da bih vidio Srila Prabhupada jer sam želio vidjeti čistog baktu.
And then decide whether or not I would take up the path on.
I onda bih odlučio da li bih krenuo tim putem ili ne.
But when I was in London, I came in Maya.
Ali kad sam bio u Londonu, došao sam, bio sam u Maji.
My girlfriend came.
Došla je moja djevojka.
Wanted to drag me out of the temple.
Želila me odvući iz hrama.
She came dressed in a sari.
Došla je obučena u sari.
Very heavy person.
Vrlo teška osoba.
We can live a grihasta life.
Možemo živjeti grihasta život.
She even knew the word.
Čak je znala riječ.
But she was clearly not interested.
Ali jasno je bilo da nije bila zainteresirana.
Then my grandpapa died.
Onda je umro moj djed.
Who I love, djed, huh?
Djed.
Djed, yes. My djed, who I loved very much.
Koga sam jako volio.
He was a real friend.
Bio mi je pravi prijatelj.
And he wanted me to come to his deathbed.
I želio je da dođem do njegove samrtničke postelje.
And he wanted to tell me, leave Krishna consciousness.
I htio mi reći, ostavi svjesnost Krišne.
And I couldn't say no at the deathbed, I knew this.
Znao sam da mu ne mogu na samrtničkoj, pored samrtničke postelje reći, na samrti mu reći ne.
Imagine your djed dies and he asks you for something.
Zamislite, vaš djed umire i traži od vas nešto.
When I'm dead, take this picture and give it to Tučman. You know, then you have, feel you have to do it.
Kada umrem, uzme ovu sliku i daje Tučmanu.
Isn't it?
Vi osjećate da morate to učiniti, zar ne?
Human reaction.
To je ljudska reakcija.
So he wanted to ask me, when I'm dead, I have only a few more hours, then, you know, leave Krishna consciousness.
Imam još samo nekoliko sati života i kad ja umrem, ostavi svjesnost Krišne.
So this was pulling me very much away from Prabhupada.
To me je vuklo jako od Prabhupada.
So, but I couldn't just leave like this. I decided I would challenge Prabhupada and he would not be able to give me a good satisfying answer and then I had a reason to leave.
Ali odlučio sam da ne odem tek tako, nego htio sam izazvati Prabhupada i onda bi mi on dao odgovor koji me neće zadovoljiti, onda ću imati razloga da odem.
This was my Maya.
To je bila moja Maya.
So that if Krishna is all good,
ako je Krishna sve dobar,
and if he is absolutely powerful,
i ako je apsolutno moćan,
and if he only wants our best,
i ako nam samo želi najbolje,
and if he is the creator of everything,
i ako je kreator svega,
why has he created this stinky world, which is very bad for us?
Zašto je kreirao ovaj smrdljivi svijet koji je jako loš za nas?
Now, if Prabhupada would say, well, he is not all power. He would either have to say the bad things which happen are happening outside of Krishna's control.
Prabhupada bi mogao reći i prvo jednu stvar, loše stvari koje se dešavaju su izvan Krishnine kontrole.
That would mean Krishna is not all powerful.
To bi značilo da Krishna nije svemoćan.
Or he would have to say Krishna is a gangster because the bad things are happening in his control. That would mean, not Krishna. Or he would have to say things are happening within Krishna's control. That means he is not all good.
Ili bi morao reći stvari koje se dešavaju jesu pod Krishnom kontrolom, a onda bi to značilo da Krishna nije sve dobar.
Do you follow?
Da li shvaćate?
Yeah. So, there is a German play. It's called, who is a good German speaker here? Is Lerka here? Yeah? Mühle. Kennst du das? Yeah? Milim, huh? yeah, limits, lim. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, no, es gibt so ein Spiel, there is a play, you know, you have a board, milim, yes. Yeah, ich kann's nicht, yeah, the game, not the, yeah, yeah, same, good. And you can play like this, then whenever you go, tick, 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 you win, and the other is out. Do you know this?
Postoji igra, yeah, igra mlin, i što god da učiniš, pobjeđuješ u toj igri.
In other words, whatever the other does, he has no chance against you.
Drugim riječima, što god drugi učini, nema šanse protiv vas.
It's called a Zwickmühle, if you can put this up. Anyways, I like to play, I had, you know, 25 years back, but I still remember, if you had the right configuration, you would always win with every... And he would always lose one.
Ako imate pravilnu kombinaciju, konfiguraciju, vi ćete uvijek pobijediti, a on će uvijek izgubiti. Ja sam to igrao prije 25 godina.
And I was so foolish, I thought I could do this with a pure devotee.
Ja sam bio toliko budalas da sam mislio da to mogu sa čistim baktom učiniti.
And Prabhupada saw it.
I Prabhupada je to prokužio.
He is an unsurrendered soul, completely in Maya.
On je, excuse me, I didn't hear.
He is an unsurrendered soul, completely in Maya.
On je nepredana duša, on je vidio da sam ja nepredana duša koja je potpuno u Maji.
And he just answered with one sentence.
I odgovorio mi je samo s jednom rečenicom.
Not Krishna created Maya.
Nije Krishna stvorio Maju.
You created Maya.
Ti si stvorio Maju.
So he smashed me.
Tako me je izgrdio i porazio.
Where was his milost?
To je bila njegova milost.
Where would I be?
Gdje bih ja sada bio bez toga?
So although I was not surrendered, he just gave me the milost.
Iako nisam bio predan, on mi je tako dao milost.
Yeah. That's why. In other words, Krishna was not at fault, I was at fault for the bad things.
A drugim riječima, nije bio Krishna kriv za loše stvari, već ja.
Do you understand, Gopal?
Shvaćaš li, Gopal? Tako, tako.
So. Good. But usually it is in degree to your surrender you get something.
Ali obično u skladu sa svojom predanošću dobijaš nešto.
Like disciples of a spiritual master, no. Sometimes the spiritual master says, yes, yes, do this. And then the disciple says, and could I also do this? Yes, yes, wonderful. Could I also do this? Yes, yes. Because the spiritual master knows, if I would just say, no, please do this, the disciple is, who wouldn't be so surrendered, he just would rebel or something.
Kad učenik pita, mogu učiniti ovo, mogu učiniti ono, onda uvijek duhovni učitelj potvrdno uvijek kaže da, možeš, jer zna, ako bi mu rekao učeniku koji nije tako predan, ako bi mu rekao da ne učini to, onda bi on se pobunio i bio frustriran.
But then we are really cheating ourselves when we come like this to our spiritual master.
Ali ako na taj način priđemo duhovnom učitelju, onda zaista varamo sebe.
We want only a stamp on everything we do.
Ako želimo samo pečat
of approval.
Pečat potvrde, potvrdni pečat na sve što činimo.
Therefore Krishna gives a tip when going to a spiritual master, we should come in a humble just one moment. What is the slogan? We should come in a mood of humble questioning and service.
Stoga Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da duhovnom učitelju trebamo prići sa stavom poniznog postavljanja pitanja i sa stavom služenja.
You can see the relationship to the spiritual master is a very deep one.
Možete vidjeti da je odnos prema duhovnom učitelju vrlo dubok.
But please now, we should not all become get an identity crisis.
Ali ne trebamo sad svi imati krizu identiteta.
When like you are a very nice friend of Krishna, or I would even say young devotee of Krishna, it's not yet your situation. You don't have a
spiritual master yet, so what I have described is not so much relevant for your situation.
Ti si vrlo fini prijatelj Krišne, ili čak bih rekao mladi bhakta, i ovo što sam opisao ne odnosi se baš na tvoju situaciju.
But this what I explained was more a general spiritual principle.
Ali ovo što sam objasnio je više općeniti duhovni princip.
Uredno? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Jednom sam razgovarao s jednim prijateljem, onda sam ja napomenuo da kako se guru mora prići ponizno. I onda je on pitao zašto baš ponizno, jer njima su se svi drugi načini činili bolji nego ponizno. Ja nisam znao govoriti sad zašto baš je to najbolji način.
Once he explained to one of his friends that spiritual master should be approached humbly, in humble mood, and he said, why exactly humbly? Because all other ways seemed better to this friend than humble approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you can say, water always flows from up to down.
Mogao si reći, voda uvijek teče od ozgo na dolje.
It never we never see water flowing from down to up.
Voda nikad ne teče na gore.
In the same way, mercy flows.
Na isti način teče i milost.
We have to come in a humble state of mind.
Moramo doći s poniznim stavom.
Because if we are not humble, we might even put ourselves above the personality.
Jer ako nismo ponizni, onda se možemo čak staviti iznad položaja osobe koje prilazimo.
And he really has no chance to really help us.
I on onda nema šanse da nam pomogne.
Also, things, you know, why does it flow from up to down? Things which the spiritual master explains, some of them cannot be put into the rational frame of our experience.
I neke stvari koje duhovni učitelj objašnjava ne mogu se staviti u racionalne okvire naših iskustava.
So if we only accept what is within, you know, if we are puffed up and say, only what I have seen, only what I understand, only what, you know, then we won't be able to take a new information.
Ako smo naduveni i mislimo samo ono što sam vidio, samo ono što sam ja uradio, to važi, onda nećemo biti sposobni primiti novu informaciju.
I didn't acoustically hear. Where is this?
In practice.
In practice.
And if we don't bring some results, then we cannot continue with this service and how to build them with this.
Mm-hmm. U praktičnoj službi od nas se očekuje da donesemo neke rezultate u službi. I ako ne donosimo rezultate, onda moramo prekinuti tu službu. I kako se sad prema tome obhoditi, postaviti?
That's a good question.
To je dobro pitanje.
Mm.